ابو ليث سمرقندی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. Was a faqih al-Islam who was of his generation, a very great wali of Allah, pious elder, and he was a faqih, a jurist. Obviously, when a person like this presents a statement or says something, or one of his statements you see in a book, then those words are analyzed, concentrated on, and those words that they speak are after analysis, and they're based on Quran and Hadith, and after deep thought. Because he wasn't just a faqih, jurist, but he was also, with regards to tasawwuf, he had a high maqam, high status, and he wrote much about that, this subject also. Rather, the situation is that he presented the facts with the ruh of tasawwuf, and one of his very beautiful and nice statements, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala, if He gives us the understanding of this, then it will be very beneficial indeed. Because these people, who we call the friends of Allah, everything about them contains shifa, cure. In their words, there's shifa. By looking at them, there's shifa. By sitting close to them, there's shifa, cure. Subhanallah. So the big hadith with regards to this point, that these are those people, by sitting, the person who sits next to them, never will he be at loss, at a loss. What a great statement, this hadith. The friends of Allah, they have such a status. It's stated that if a person sits next to them, then he will never incur a loss. This is a great statement. So this is a great honor that in life a human being gets an opportunity that he sits near a wali Allah and he attains the sohbat. And this is such an ocean, the person doesn't matter how much he drinks, but the thirst is not quenched. Subhanallah. So if you see him, you keep on looking, you keep on looking. Allah's rahmah, mercy descends when you're near to him. Then alhamdulillah, qurb, through his nearness, Allah's ma'rifah is attained. But inside, the intention should be correct. What should be our intention here? That our every action we do is to attain Allah's nearness. If we go to a friend of Allah, wali Allah, we should go with this intention that we only are doing this because we want to attain Allah's nearness. And this is a great means. Just the door is open, alhamdulillah. Faiz is there. Blessings there. There are many, if you have other niyas, other intentions, then that's what spoils the objective. Allah says that if you bring something else in between me and you, then that's the wrong thing. Everything else is secondary. The real objective, who are we trying to attain? Whose nearness? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our manzil, our destination. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Mu'min, for him, there's nothing else apart from this as a destination. So when you go, we go to a friend of Allah, wali Allah, we take bayah, pledge allegiance, and take the sohbat, we make effort, work hard, struggle and strive. All of this is for what reason, objective? It's not doing this for that wali Allah, for the sheikh. We are doing it because Allah's nearness is being attained. This is ibadah. Ibadah. Allah says, get up in the morning. If you get up for tahajjud, this ibadah, you're making effort. There's nothing in tahajjud. Waking up in the morning, there's nothing there. Another person gets up in the morning, even if you have to get a flight at 3 a.m., he has to wake up as well. A person who's ill, he has to wake up. He's awake all night long anyway. A person who has to go to hospital, he's got a stomachache, he has to get up. So it's not the achievement, it's not getting up himself. The physical action is not the achievement, but the person who wakes up for Allah, then his nisbat connection is with Allah. So that becomes tahajjud, that becomes waking up for tahajjud, that barakat come. So it's the same waking up physically, same pain, effort, tiredness, etc. But alhamdulillah, whose connection is there? With the Rabb, with Allah, the Creator. And who's the nisbat? Is the nafs. Nafs. So this is the point. Mehnat, working hard, striving, ibadat. If the connection goes and meets with Allah, then it's an elevated action. And it will connect you to Allah. What a great point that's been proven from this hadith. That what do you talk about the walis of Allah? The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that the company of the friend of Allah, if you take it, you will never be at loss. So how can a person say that don't do this action? What is loss? Loss, not that you lose wealth or money. Loss is related to, subhanAllah, that Allah's qurb nearness, you will lose that. You will lose His marifah, your manzil, destination. You will attain your manzil by going close to Him. So the niyyah should be what? The who, through His company, we're going to attain what? Our Rabb, our Lord. So I was requesting that these people, their words, their shifa, and looking at them, their shifa, the friends of Allah. And in their words, we should listen attentively. And there's a great statement that he presented, alhamdulillah, and he's made the path easy for us. He said that there are three qualities, if they come into a human being, three doors you can consider from Allah Ta'ala that He has given to you. So he won't just be a wali, he won't just be a wali, he won't just be mahbub beloved, rather he will become arif billah. Arif billah. What is an arif billah? The irfan of Allah Ta'ala will come into that person. The highest status of marifa is arif billah. And that he's recognized Allah. He's realized. He recognizes Allah. He knows who is Allah. Every action, he knows what's happening. When Allah is unhappy, when's Allah happy? What thing causes Allah's pleasure? What is Allah's request? What should we ask from Allah? This is a great connection. And then his qalb becomes munawwar, enlightened with this. And for this, that is such a great treasure. That how many paths have been informed here? Three qualities. If three sift qualities a person instills in himself, develops. Why? Because these are all things that Allah Ta'ala gives. So we have to travel to Allah, Allah is Kareem, Allah is Rahim. And to attain His nearness, the paths in the world, Allah Ta'ala has kept hard through the dunya. Say subhanAllah. Subhanallah. To make money is very difficult, brothers. To open the shop, go open the market stall, it's not easy to work. All the paths to earn dunya, fulfilling the expenses, and living with the wife, living with other people, the children, all paths have difficulties, barriers. But when Allah Ta'ala speaks about Himself, Allah says, there's no easier path than that to attain my nearness. SubhanAllah. Look at this point. Why? Because Allah created the human being for Himself. These are secondary things, secondary factors. Allah says you have to go through pain, difficulty, striving in the world to make things. But Allah says the real path is to get mindedness. And in that path, there's no difficulty, Allah says. Difficulty. There's only one difficulty. What is that? That there are two enemies I have let loose, nafs and shaitan, that are barriers in the path to Allah. Allah says that those barriers, if we don't move them out of the way, then the path is difficult. Otherwise, the path is very easy. To find Allah Ta'ala's nearness, you can sit here and you'll find Allah Ta'ala very easily. Allah is so close. Allah is so close that we cannot imagine how close Allah Ta'ala is. SubhanAllah. So, the three qualities, three sifat, they should be very difficult. That, for example, if it's hard to make money and bread, then it should be very hard to attain Allah's nearness. How will we do this? But Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy for us. Step number one. First, do dua that Allah Ta'ala allows us and gives us the ability to practice these things. Ameen. With an honest heart, if we do this, inshallah, the doors will open straight away. First factor is this, and he has stated a beautiful point because he had experienced his life through this path. He experienced things to attain Allah's nearness. He said, look, listen, Allah Ta'ala, if He gives you the tawfiq of His dhikr, of what action? Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. Then Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, you should remember this, that you have to do it. But Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, do it in such a way that inside you it develops the awareness whilst you do dhikr that you are, it is the greatest ni'mah of Allah that you are attaining when you're doing dhikr of Allah. What a beautiful point, he said. He said, do dhikr, for sure, physically. Allah has given tawfiq, you are knocking the tasbih, tapping the tasbih, doing tasbih, feeling sleepy, etc. Thousands of barriers. Someone's trying to fulfill his quantity, somebody's trying to do it for another reason, the sheikh has given hukam, or someone's doing dhikr for this reason, that reason. But he said that do dhikr of Allah, but behind that there should be one quality you should develop within you, and that should be the quality that inside you should have that recognition, awareness that this action that I'm doing, that there's no greater ni'mah than this that Allah has given to me at this moment in time. The example of this, I will give you a small example, that when a human being attains a ni'mah, a treasure that he could not imagine, that he could not imagine. Yes, for years he had a desire, I want this to happen to me, I want this to attain, I want this house, I want this shop, I want this business, I want this type of thing, this country's visa if I can get it. and he has thoughts and aspirations, and years pass and he's thinking and dreaming, and then suddenly he gets that thing. Letter comes through the post, letterbox. You've got this thing, come and pick it up, receive it, collect it. Imagine the happiness for that person at that moment in time. Imagine his body's trembling, tears are coming out of the eyes, and his breath is stops and stutters, his hands start trembling. Why? Because him, that's the biggest ni'mah, and he is showing physically appreciation. His heart appreciates, his eyes appreciate, his body appreciates. Yes, unconsciously, unknowingly, his condition and emotions change, transform, and he's attained that thing. What is that ni'mah? Allah Ta'ala says, the real ni'mah, according to which there's a hadith, that all of the dunya, Allah says, that this dunya you consider as my ni'mah. Allah says, there's kingdom, leadership, children, mal, wealth, dunya, businesses. I'm giving all of this to you, Allah says. But do you know the one who gives? He knows that who I am giving to and what am I giving to that person. Subhanallah. Allah says, I know. So I'm telling you, because Allah says, I'm the giver. That if I'm giving that person who gets the tawfiq to recite my name, Allah Ta'ala says, then the biggest ni'mah I've given to that person who is reciting my name. So this ni'mah, if you get in the morning, say Subhanallah, then you think it's a small thing, or will you be enjoying yourself? You'll be jumping up and down, or your tears will come in your eyes, or will your body be trembling? If a person considers it as a ni'mah, Subhanallah, then his emotions will be transformed in dhikr. Totally something else his emotions will be doing dhikr. If it's just a routine from, oh, we sat down, what's this? That's just say, oh, come sit down, do dhikr, get thawab. There's this much thawab. After this, this will get, I'll get this and that's. But the emotion proper, that this is a great ni'mah, rahmah, barakah, blessing, love. We've sat down. You can count. You can count the people who are sitting there. You can count it. Bolton, is there? Is this it? The number of people in Bolton? So I'll just give you an example. That there's a gathering here, this is that's happening, the masjid will fill up, your masjid will fill up, won't it? Tell me. So is this it? Allah Ta'ala says, that ni'mah, I know what is that ni'mah. Why are there few people today in this? Because as we get closer to Qiyamah, the generation gets closer to Qiyamah, then Allah Ta'ala's ni'mahs, there won't be people grateful for the Allah's ni'mahs. This is a real recognition of Allah's ni'mah. Fazuliyat, wasteful things will increase. If there's anything fazul, wasteful, those places will be filled, tents. There will be the announcement we made that dunya, he's coming from here, this and that. But when that ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala says is asal, true, genuine ni'mah, then the sign of Qiyamah is this, that there will be limited attendance. People's hearts will not feel compelled to come. 100 years will pass in the dunya that there will be nobody reciting Allah's name. 100 years Allah will pass. Is there someone who's going to say my name? Is there somebody who's going to say my name? And today we see that with our eyes. Then when you speak about dhikr, then there's only a few people broken down and tired, they sat down. Those who are sat down, what should they feel though? Those who are sitting. The yard, if he's not coming, what shall I do then? Oh look, he's such a big shot, he's running from dhikr. Then why should I go to the dhikr majlis? That means this majlis is not important. That this is the generation that will come. The days that will come. The generation that will come, in which the dunya, when they're running after a name, a person will say, that man's not doing this, he's a big show, he's got knowledge, and it's not important for him for dhikr. So if he's not doing, then oh, maybe why should I go then? And then the next majlis, he'll disappear as well. Allah na kare, may it not occur, may Allah not allow. The most greatest number of Allah is the most precious, and this faqih, as Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullah stated, don't let that come in your life. That Allah's ni'mah, when you consider it minor, insignificant, then what does the Quran say? This is an ungrateful person. And the ungrateful person, Allah Ta'ala takes his ni'mah away from that person. Takes his ni'mah. For him, such a great ni'mah. Opposition to that, thousands of ni'mahs are spread out. They say, they're nothing. This ni'mah Allah has given to me is the best. All the barakah, that for example, they all, if you combine, they come from dhikr of Allah. All the whole dunya, if you combine it, the whole dunya. Look at this. If this is the greatest ni'mah, then obviously that ni'mah Allah has given to you, dhikr, then this ni'mah will suck on and pull on and bring every other ni'mah of the world. Whatever you desire, you'll start getting that as well. But the condition is that you and me, if we die suddenly, then may we have that ni'mah that Allah has given to us, that we should leave everything and run to that ni'mah. Everything we should run and come to this ni'mah. That today we're getting it. Maybe tomorrow we won't get this ni'mah. Today it's happening. Maybe tomorrow it will not occur. And I've seen these things in my life. That those places and those destinations where there are big gatherings of majmas and gatherings, today it's there, tomorrow people won't believe. Why won't it be there tomorrow? Why not? But today the dunya sees it's not there. There's nothing there. It's all closed. Why? Because brothers, this generation, I've told you many times over, the day to come tomorrow, today was good for that person, tomorrow's day, better than the day to come tomorrow. This day that we passed today was a very good day compared to the day that will come tomorrow. The conditions in the life persons change and they alter. Big ni'mah you're attaining now. Allah's millions and millions times over. Shukr, grateful, millions of times over. Allah, you're great, great, millions of times over. Shukr, that you consider this azim, great action. If you stated and defined that in comparison to this, there's no other ni'mah, and you've given this ni'mah to me. You've selected me. You've given me the permission. SubhanAllah. So this, in comparison to this, all the words you hear, what all those things? They are wasawase shaitan, that they will diminish your importance. Reject them straight away. Doesn't matter any message come from anyone. Doesn't matter how big short person he is. That message reject, but Allah's giving the message. Understand, is shaitan waswasa. Whispering of shaitan. Leave that place. Leave that. It's a condition. Because this is the day and age we're living in. I'm telling you clearly. Fitna will arise. So many fitnas will drop on you. Fitna doesn't mean for example, tufan, storm, problems, calamities. No, fitna means that in Islam, in the hadith, fitna, disorder, trials, that there will be sudden jolts on deen, Islam, mine, your deen. The practice will diminish, weaken. Those actions will weaken and go away from our lives. 50 years, 100 years ago from today, could anyone consider the fahashi modesty that we see today? Could anybody imagine? Dirty things, could we imagine? Our grandfathers, they used to think, could they imagine that such a dirty modesty to a waqt will come? At that time, the standard was different. The status, they must have considered. At that time, when there were immodest things. And today, those things are good for us. There's no limit. And if we say that, even if we get that today, that's 100 times better. That's so pure and clean, we think those things are, that they thought were impure at that time. Understand, brothers? So, from Allah, when a ni'mah is given by Allah, whatever condition, situation in front of you, when you sit down, Allah Ta'ala says, this is a great ni'mah, his dhikr. Comparison to that, so many things might look better for you, greater. Don't trust that. This is waswas of shaitan. I will only do that what Allah Ta'ala has advised and said. So if Allah has given us this ni'mah, dhikrullah, his remembrance, alhamdulillah, then there's no greater ni'mah than this that we'll get. And if this thing arises in us, develops in us, then this faqih, subhanAllah, said, this is the first quality you need to develop within yourself. Do you need to make effort for this, brothers? Allah Ta'ala has given this to us, we should appreciate, start appreciating it. That's it, end of story. Yes, and should appreciate the amount its right is demanding. That's how much we should appreciate it. So what is the appreciation? That over and over again, over and again, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, I'm grateful, my Mawla, you've brought me to your dhikr, your karam, your blessings, your mercy, that you've given me health for this reason, that I can come to dhikr. Otherwise I know that I was sick already. I was sick already. Allah, is just due to your dhikr, I had my niyyah that I'll do your dhikr, I'll remember you. And this reward and ni'mah you're going to me at this moment in time, if I didn't have this food I wouldn't have had today. I would have been busy somewhere else, occupied somewhere else. You could have thrown me somewhere else and given me importance on this. You can experience this. That more your love for that ni'mah increases, subhanAllah, then the work of the dunya will become easy for you and you'll come more to this shukr, this ni'mah of dhikrullah. Experience it. Experience one thing. SubhanAllah. If you go towards dhikr, then the work of your dunya will become easy. You say, I don't get time. What do I do? Thousands of people, you'll hear them say, I don't have time to come dhikr, I don't have time. I want to go to the majlis, but I don't have time. But the person who sets forth his feet, strives to dhikr, says, alhamdulillah, easily I get to dhikr. I don't know, I didn't realize all my tasks of the world, Allah Ta'ala made accomplished easily for me. SubhanAllah. So this is from Allah, He makes it easy. If Allah has defined something as ni'mah, then will that ni'mah not pull on all the other ni'mahs? That does Allah not know what our needs of life are? Is He not khabir basir? Will He not fulfill our needs? Does He know that what we need? So when we leave everything for the sake of Allah, so that we can attain that ni'mah of dhikrullah, then Allah Ta'ala, subhanAllah, that ni'mah, when we remember Allah, then all the other ni'mahs will run after us. So we have to struggle and strive, and this is being grateful for the ni'mah of Allah. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Second quality that he said we need to develop, this is very important factor. Brothers, we are human beings. And human being, the definition of human being is what? What's the definition of Nijis? The definition is that he is the combination of sins. That's it. Combination of sins. Platform of sins. Yeah, foundation of sins. Sin upon sin within us. After we're born, we sin. Why? Why did Allah not make us angels? Why did He make us sin? For this reason. Because angels and us, there's a difference. The angel, he's there. He's consistent, steadfast. But we, every day, we are elevated. The angel is there. Same station, same level, same status. Poor soul. He's doing the same tasbih, same action. If he's in sajda, continue. But us, we're different. Every sin we do, and after sin, then Allah elevates us, promotes us. Subhanallah. Yes, this is hikmah, wisdom of Allah. But how? There's a system that a person has to follow, that Allah Ta'ala has developed that system. Everything, where do we get the system from? The method from Allah. That what do we do here and here and here? So we are the combination of sins, foundation of sins. But there's a very valuable factor, quality that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. The ability to sin. If there was no sin, then we'd also be like the angels stuck there in one place doing the same thing all the time. And decades and centuries would pass. What's today, subhanAllah? With the sin, subhanAllah. Just like today is the night of Miraj, mashallah, isn't it? Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. It's a spiritual night, fantastic night. Yes, Allah's Nabi, some where he traveled from where to where, subhanAllah, in this night. Miraj night. And the people who follow his path and way method, alhamdulillah, they will also surpass all the barriers and attain Allah's qurb. Even their day and night is the same. The followers. SubhanAllah. We say, Wali Allah, Shaykh, Qutb, Ghawth. So we consider that they did not commit sins, or that there were no sins within their lives. No. They became Qutb due to their sins. Ghawth, they became due to their sins. Yes, they get a jolt, a shake, then they jump. But there's a difference in the sin. We with us, zina, the biggest sin is alcohol. But for them, that is, for example, within them, even a minor difference they saw in their good deed, even if a bad thought came in their mind, it became such a big sin for them, like zina, but their sin. And through that sin, their tawbah, Allah Ta'ala elevated their status. SubhanAllah. Say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So where's this all coming from? Have I prepared and come? Have I read a book before I came? No. Where's this coming from? This is faiz, the blessings from Gadai Sharif. This faiz is coming. Hazrat Sahib's faiz. My Shaykh. That you should believe in these words, the doors open, all of the doors open. This is spiritual path. At this moment in time, this is not masjid. This is masjid plus khanqa, where we're sitting. This place. Now it's a khanqa. A khanqa where we're sitting. Different angels, different words, different emotions. Masjid rites, masjid situation, different now. It's plus, masjid plus khanqa it's become now. Yes, so you're sat in a khanqa. Now what khanqa? Khanqa Naqshbandiya Mujaddadiya Murtazayya. SubhanAllah. That's where we're sitting. Yes, open. That's what we are. That's what you are. You've attained the connection. All the Mashaikh Naqshbandi are paying attention right now. Their ruh, their souls are paying attention to this gathering. Is this a minor point? Silsila Naqshbandiya's one. On this earth, Allah's zikr is happening. Silsila Naqshbandiya. And all Naqshbandi individuals sat here. Is this a minor gathering? A minor point, I'm saying? Brothers, I'm reminding you of this ni'mah that you are sat in. Such a great fact. A few minutes ago, it was different. Allah has transformed the masjid and converted it to nur, to light. Yes, this is a khanka, and a person, all of you have come to the khanka now. The whole dunya, my voice will go, and it's the dhikrullah that will spread. No masla, masal, nothing else. One thing, Allah, that's it. SubhanAllah. Look at this. Say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. This is Allah's glory, glorious Allah. These are His places He selects. Allah's system, He can change what He wants when He wants. No one can put question marks and doubts. The doors have shut. No one can come. Nobody will go. Only those people who are sat here with the fadl of Allah, blessings of Allah. Is this not Shab-e Miraj? This is night of Miraj. This is our Miraj, Alhamdulillah, SubhanAllah. This is our Miraj. This is our Miraj that we are celebrating. We are remembering. So, secondly, that we are sinful, we can commit sins. Allah's put promotion, elevation. So what did the faqih say? Hazrat Abu Laitha Marqandi? He said, look, that committing the sins, that's in your nature. But after sinning, you have to do an action. What's the action? That after sinning, when you commit the sin, and you commit an error, a mistake, immediately ask Allah for forgiveness. And then that sin for you will become promotion. Promotion, Allahu Akbar. That sin of yours will become promotion. Allah Ta'ala immediately at that time will elevate you. Increase your status. And the bigger the sin you commit, subhanAllah,
the more the promotion you'll get. Allahu Akbar. Tell me now. Tell me.
Due to what? That such a big sin you're committing, and you've become half full of sin, and you do tawbah,
then according to that, Allah Ta'ala will raise your status.
Look at my servant here. Through difficulty, from the darkness, he's come to the light, to the heights. What's the reason for this? This dialogue, this continued before, didn't it? From before, Shaitan said, okay, Allah, you send him into the world, I'm going with the sins. Then Allah, I swear by your izzah and your greatness, Shaitan said. Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi, has reported this. The Shaitan said, Allah, I swear by your greatness and your glory and your respect. As long as I've got energy and life, then I'm going to make wretched the human being. Look at the sins I can make the human being commit. He promised to Allah. Do a bit of maraqba. What sins do we commit? Now think, reflect, self-regret. Don't take what I'm saying badly. We've got beards, we've got everything. But we still make the mistakes, don't we? Let's be honest, isn't it? We do, don't we? Don't we? Huh? Yes? So after this, what should occur when we sin? Reality is what? Allah's explained everything. Beards, faces, imamas, we sin again. What is this? After this, there's a formula we must implement with Shaitan's in his action. He swore by Allah. He said, okay, Allah, you're expelling me, give me permission. Then Allah gave the reply, that also I swear by my glory and my respect. Subhanallah. That before his last breath is drawn, my human being servant, before his death, if he keeps on asking for forgiveness, I'll continue to forgive him, Allah said. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, so you heard first step, quality number one is dhikrullah. Quality number two, istighfar, seek forgiveness, tawbah, repentance. That's it. Big on shaitan. My one istighfar will destroy all of my sins. Have that yaqeen. Hadith, let me explain, share with you. You did a sin. And it's not the angels have an order not to write with their pens. The pen will not write you committed the sin. He cannot write it. He cannot move it, the pen. So, it's dry, the ink. The second sin, the ink will not write from the pen. Say subhanallah. Third sin you commit, the pen will not write from the angel. The sin will not be recorded. Fourth sin you commit, the pen will not write. It is dry, the ink is dry. Fifth sin you commit, the ink will not write. Allah's rahmah, when five sins commit, then you go to the limit. Red light comes on. Red light comes on. Immediately Allah Ta'ala's rahmah comes. Mercy. Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, angel, he comes, passes, and he makes him do one good deed. Soon as he done a light good deed, those five sins are disappeared. They've disappeared. Subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Allah's mercy. All five sins disappeared. Then shaitan is rubbing dust. He's throwing dust. He's saying, Allah, he's just done one good deed. And he just moved a twig from the path. He did a small good deed. He smiled at somebody. He did a good deed. He just said salam to someone. And due to this, all these big sins he committed. This big sin, Allah, he did it. Allah, big sin he did against you. Allah says, yes, that's the case. One good deed is my power, that all the sins are eliminated due to that one good deed. Allahu Akbar. Even then we go to Jahannam, then tell me, does this make sense? Does this make sense? Is this aqal? We still end up in Jahannam? Think about it. We can't even do this, that do tawbah at least, repent. After a sin, we do a good deed, a little deed, a good deed. A human being does something good to compensate. A person with iman, how can he go into Jahannam? How can he go into Jahannam? Think about it. Think about it. Now, so insan, what he should do, human being, what should he do if he commits a sin? Istighfar. Continue to do istighfar. Tawbah. Keep doing tawbah. Keep on doing tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will continue to elevate you. Third quality, third factor, which without which there's no, you could say no success. That quality definitely should be developed. What is that? First, dhikrullah, quality number one. Quality two, istaghfirullah. Quality three, sunnat rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Without this, there's no success, no progression. Ittiba rasul, obedience, following Rasulullah some sunnah, loving his sunnah. Ishq. And the ish without any limits, that on this tongue should be no ever utterance. It's a small sunnah. I don't need to do this. I will share with you one event, then you'll understand this third quality, what this means. There was an individual, and he was wrapped up in sins, immersed in sins, a human being wrapped in sins, consumed in sins. So many sins that you lose count. You lose count. Makhluk, creation, and so much sin that the sin that if you pester a human being, that's the biggest sin. Zina you do, alcohol, that's personal. You do this action, you are affecting yourself. But when you affect a makhluk, zulm, you oppress a creation with Allah's creation, you do zulm, oppression. You pester him, you give him pain, distress. That's the biggest zulm in the court of Allah. This, inshallah, this topic I will come on to some other time. But what it is, what are the benefits of understanding it. But the biggest zulm, oppression, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, if I spend the time, I do this sin and that sin during the day, all sins if I collect them together. But if I swear at someone, if I dishonor somebody, if I gossip against somebody, backbite against somebody, say, think bad about somebody, do bad to somebody, then all the other sins, the biggest sin is that where I affect somebody else. Remember this. Remember this. Allah doesn't like that. Why? Because Allah says, my makhluk, my creation are my ayal. They are like my family. My creation are like my family. Allah will accept everything that you do this and this and this and. But if your father and mother, if someone says bad to them, you will never accept because that's your family. So Allah says, my creation is my family. Or if this, okay, you did this and that sin, that sin. But if you affect my family member and pester them, then I will not allow that. Allah says, I will not allow that. No bardasht. So the message comes here that Allah may not allow us to do any sin. But with these sins, we should be extremely cautious that don't pain anyone's heart, don't distress anybody. And if you can't do good with someone, my Hazrat Sahib's statement I'm presenting to you, alhamdulillah, in whose khanka we are sat right now, this moment in time, mashallah. My Hazrat Sahib said that if you can't do a good deed, fine, but don't do bad. Allahu Akbar, what a great statement. He said with beautiful love, that if you can't do good, okay, but don't do bad things at least. If you can't do good deeds, okay, then for the sake, but for don't do bad deeds, don't do sins. So we should be saving ourselves from the sins. If you can't feed someone bread, chapati, you can't give him water, you can't serve him, help him, then at least don't do bad against him. Don't pull his legs continuously. Don't keep on thinking bad about that person, isn't it? In the night when you sleep, then your sins, this is also another topic we'll cover, many points are coming to my mind. When we sleep, we're lying down, then think about these points, that my sin, the biggest sin was this. When this sin of the makhluk creation come, then the tawbah for the makhluk sins are different. Yes, the tawbah is different as well, repentance. Don't come to me, Allah says. That person you oppressed, go to that person, subhanAllah. Phone him. Phone him and seek forgiveness. And the topic, if he's a wali Allah that you pestered, then Allah's made a big announcement in the Quran that leave it now, keep on asking for forgiveness. Allah says, now be ready for the tussle, for the clash with me. Because you are pestering my friend, you said bad to him, you gossip bungered against him. You have enmity with my friend, my wali. Now Allah says, the situation is different. Yes, it was to my family members after that creation, but now you've raised your hand against my mahbub, my beloved. So then at that stage, you will see that we should be very careful and cautious. Is this not the case? Yes, life is the name of caution, my friends. We're not animals, janwars. We're not dogs and cats. Allah has given us aqal, understanding, awareness, consciousness, Quran, iman, understanding, deen. So with this, what do we need? Ihtiyat, caution to you to implement the deen. Deen means caution. Excuse me, you know, like you're passing by the mud pool, then you save yourself, I don't want the splash of mud, my clothes will get dirty. That's how we have to live the life through the world. Be saved. Did I say bad to this guy? Did I think bad about him? Did I say bad to him? Did I pain his heart due to myself, my actions? Caution. I'm not talking about the elders, youngsters. Even with younger kids, think that I told him off. Is his pain? Is his heart broken? Little young child, 1 year old. If you're angry and look at him with anger, then even give him love and affection afterwards. Why? Because he is also the beloved makhluk creation of Allah. So when you become like this, subhanAllah, when you become like this, just like my Shaykh Ali Murtaza, there was that everyone used to see him and they used to smile. The wali of Allah had this quality inbuilt. This sukoon beyond sukoon in his company. His wife should be happy, your children should be happy, your family members should be happy, the people outside should be happy. Every person should see your face and say, subhanAllah. Oh, he's a changa banda, good person, good person. Oh, he's so nice and smooth and no issues of giving, taking, no quarrel. He just keeps himself to himself. Dunya should attest, testify. When a person like this, a janazah is raised, then the angels go with that janazah. SubhanAllah. So three factors, brothers. I was telling you the story. There's the person who commits sins, bad situation he's in with the sins, wrapped up in sins. And what's his action? That he kept on pestering the creation of Allah. He's a thief, a bandit, daku, highway robber. As he's walking along, he goes into the houses day or night and he kidnaps women, takes them from their homes. This is his life. Kidnapping women, banditry, highway robbery. Tell me, what about the human being? Imagine the stage of sin that person's on. Stage of sins. This was his condition. Regular. Killing, forget that. Akhlaq, he didn't have a clue. The daku, the bandit, he's just enjoying his bad actions. He wants to commit mass fear. So he arrived to a place. And soon as he arrived to a tribe, there was a sharif person, pious person like Maulana Sahib possibly. And he was reciting the Quran, sitting down, reciting the Quran. Now that bandit, he didn't care about Quran, talawat, someone's in sajda, whatever, he doesn't care. He was enjoying his sins, daku, thief, bandit, robber. So he was reading this ayah in the 27th juz, 27th para. And he stopped. Alam ya'lam alladhina am takhsha qulubuhum bi dhikrillah. Subhanallah, what a verse. Yes, the Allah Ta'ala explains with regards to the hearts that are locked and they're unlocked then with the dhikr of Allah. What a beautiful verse. The time came. Remember one point. That doesn't mean if a person is very impure, dirty, there's a factor of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these three messages Allah delivers to that person, whatever situation he's in. So this is arriving to you, isn't it? This message? How many people are listening at this moment in time? Because it's 800-900 people. Everyone, is this announcement arriving to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim, Kareem. Every moment Allah delivers the message. He's recited my kalama. He's recited the kalama of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am not going to let him go into Jahannam. A message arrives. What an open, transparent message is going to the dunya right now. In this day and age of fitna, in the time and generation of corona, this message is being delivered, the Quranic message. Allah says that أَنْتَخْشَ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The Quran we recite, but we don't reflect and ponder and analyze and understand the Quran. The old people of Bolton, Muslims, the Quran is saying, Subhanallah, that what's happened to you? What's happened to you? That is your akal gone lost? Is it not your time now? Has your heart not got filled with the dunya? Don't you know the seal has been stamped on the back of you that you're going to stay alive just for another week? That your food and drink is ended? That corona is going to come and it will take you away? That such personalities have passed away. Look at this. Me and you, what guarantee is there? What guarantee is there? Allah says, "Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu." That what kind of person woman are you? What sort of woman are you? In the world, you are trapped in the shackles of the dunya. You're stuck. Maal, dawlat, money, children, you're running after these things. Still you haven't realized and understood you want to make houses, mansions, as your time's expired. You don't even have a thought of regard for these things. And when will your time come? When will you think? In the grave you'll start thinking and analyzing. يَخْشَ قُلُوبٍ بِذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. That when you become capable, that the dhikr of Allah due to that, your heart starts to shake, then the fear of Allah comes into you. This verse is what? Mufassireen, the commentators have stated what? That in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's he inviting to? Allah is inviting, giving dawah. What dawah is Allah ta'ala delivering? That do my dhikr, when you do my dhikr, then khawf will come into you, my fear will come into you, subhanAllah. Oh, blind man, when will you start my dhikr? Allah says. At what opportunity are you seeking that you do not come towards my dhikr? Your dhikr will not come to you. Your paddock will not unlock. Your rust will not disappear. When will you come towards my dhikr, towards my reward, due to which I've given you cure? Why do you run away from my dhikr, from my remembrance? Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is the Quran, isn't it? This is Quran, isn't it? Why do you run away from my dhikr? Allah says, what time are you waiting for? Why are you delaying? You're waiting for the fear to come into your heart, for my fear to come into your heart, and then your fear will come, my fear will come to you, and then you won't sin. When due to what will that occur? My dhikr. When you strive and come towards my dhikr, then you will learn these things. And when will you do my dhikr? So he was a thief and a bandit, but the message was announced. Today if you give this message, people who are educated don't understand this message. They don't understand this message. The message, when Allah Ta'ala gives a message, remember. The most intellectual of people is he. The person with the best understanding is he. Don't look through the sins. If the message is coming to you in the world, whatever condition you are in at that time, to this extent that you are immersed, you are lying down on the woman about to do zina, even at that time if the message comes, then he can leave the action and do tawbah. If the doors of Jannah don't open, then tell me. Allahu Akbar. Message always Allah delivers. It's not just that you will be given dawah at a special time or in a special way and the message will come. No, in any condition, in every way or form and time, Allah wants to save you from Jannah. You're ready for zina, you're naked, the woman's naked, you're lying down, you're about to do zina. Message definitely will come to you even there to your heart. If you catch it, I can give you examples of this. Then you will be successful. So he was a thief, a big thief. When he heard this message, immediately a massive bandit, Allah was unhappy with him. And he said, I've come, I will do dhikr, Allah, I've come. Allahu Akbar. But though he left everything at that time, he said, Allah, I've come to you. The wali of that time, he arrived to the darbar of that wali. Fazil has come, the sinner has come to do tawbah to your company. My time has arrived. Say subhanallah. He took bayah. And what did he attain from the company of the wali? Allah, dhikrullah. He attained it. He attained success through what? Through tawbah, astaghfar he did. Then tawbah elevated, so high his status. The Fazil bin Ilyas, you cannot imagine that he is from the Chishti Silsila, great Buzurg, subhanallah. His chain, that is such a great wali Allah, that is Khalifa's name. If I tell you, you'll be amazed. Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullah, was his Khalifa. Third generation, he was himself. That bandit, thief, and now, rahmatullah alayhi, Qudsi Sirah, pious servant of Allah, we cannot say anything against him, we'll be caught by Allah. Subhanallah. Where did he go, that thief, bandit, highway robber? Everything. Tell me. What did he do? He did tawbah, repented, he did istighfar, and Allah called Allah, changed his condition. Allah said, your tawbah is such, that such dirt you were in, you did tawbah, your maqam is not small. And that time you've done tawbah, Allah says, I've raised you up from them, give you the maqam of my wali. Faiz bin Iyaz he became. Such a great person. One event in his life, that when there's true honest tawbah, that true tawbah is true tawbah. There's no contamination. True tawbah today, if I do it, then everything breaks which is bad. Then interest I'll leave, here I'll look, there I'll look. The biggest sin that, as I said to you, to oppress the human beings, first and foremost the human being turns to whose wealth did I consume? I'll give his money back, I'll seek forgiveness. That's the biggest sin. We don't consider this, we do tawbah, salah, tahajjud, this and that. Brothers, understand the deen. To attain Allah, these are not the actions. Don't think the stamp will come, he's pious, always reading salah, praying salah, does umrah, he's this and that. Don't run after these things. Then keep that basis that Allah Ta'ala has explained. So at that time when he did true tawbah, the first action what he did was that whoever's maal I have stolen, every person I'm going to return the money to that person. After that, salah, dhikr of mine will continue. First I have to please Allah, his makhluk who I pestered, say subhanallah. Oh, and look by chance the message, because it's arriving to him. So he was a big bandit, but he had kept the accounts of what he had done. Subhanallah. This person, this much money I took, this much money I've consumed. Unconsciously, Allah Ta'ala made him right. So he took that list out. Every door he went, he said, I took this maal, I stole this from you, I took this, stole this money, I took this money from you, I consumed. And this money I brought back here. All the dunya is amazed, shocked. He kept on doing, and then he arrived to a Yahudi, and he'd stolen from him, and he said, thief doesn't leave anybody. Yes, the Yahudi, when he knocked on his door, he said, yeah, what is it? He said, I've come here. He said, why have you come here? Thief, bandit, this and that, what are you doing here? He said, I've come to seek forgiveness from you, and he was a Yahudi. And here, the money I stole, I've come to give back to you. He said, this wasn't my money. He was also a Jew. He said that I had all gold. What's this you've brought here? So if you want to give me my gold, otherwise I won't forgive you. He said, this is what I stole from you. He said, no. He wouldn't accept. So he said, okay, fine, you go. Inside is my, there's a little container bag there. He said, go pick that up, then I'll speak to you. He said, okay, fine. He went inside and he picked up the bag. He put in front of him. He said, open this bag with your own hands. He opened it and the gold was all in there. And the Jew, he saw this. He said, Subhanallah, you have confirmed the Torah, and the Torah is confirmed. You've confirmed the verse of Torah in our kitab is written. The true Taib who repents, that's his sign, who does true Tawbah. Allah Ta'ala puts so much barakah, blessings, that his hand, even if he picks up dust, it will turn to gold. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So you have given proof that your Tawbah is honest. And our Torah is written and they recorded. So if you have got true honest Tawbah, your hand extended became gold, then put your hand forward and my heart you've made gold and make me the Muslim at the same time. Subhanallah. First Muslim that he, due to his blessings, he made him recite the Kalima. Subhanallah. This is Tawbah. It's not Tawbah that we do. Do you understand, brother Sufis? Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So we should correct our selves. Look how Tawbah starts. That's it. This is true Tawbah. True Tawbah if a human being does, Alhamdulillah. After that, Dhikrullah if he does. And how do you do Dhikrullah? You should appreciate it. Qadr. Third factor, quality. That he explained. And from all of this, Allah Ta'ala's wali, he cannot be wali if he doesn't have these three qualities. That if you want to see that he is a wali Allah, you want to see the signs of the wali, you'll see these three things. Dhikrullah on that stage. That everything he will leave will run after Dhikrullah. Number two quality. Giving, taking. He's very strict with regards to makhluk, creation. If he leaves extra salah, not fard. Nawafil salah he'll leave, he'll go left and right. But makhluk he'll think about first. Makhluk he'll look towards them first. Every wali has this quality. He cannot be a wali Allah who doesn't have this quality. So we, if we want to be a wali Allah, then we need to develop these safat qualities within us. Without this, we cannot become wali's friends of Allah. Doesn't matter how much salah I pray, even if my ankles get worn, even my heels get worn, I have mihrab, sign of prostration on my forehead, I spend money on tickets on Umrah, Hajj, and traveling, nothing will I attain. Nothing. Nothing. Totally empty-handed I will be raised. These three qualities I need. And these are the signs of the wali Allah. Number one, dhikrullah. Number two, tawbah. Three, sunnah Rasulullah. Look at this quality verse. Once, Fazil bin Ayaz. Fazil bin Ayaz. Everyone say, rahmatullah alayhi. Everyone should say this. Friend of Allah. Friend of Allah. So once while he was doing wudu, ablution, one part of wudu, one juz, he didn't do three times. He just did it twice, that part. How many times did he do it? Sunnah, he said, to do three times sunnah. In other words, washing face, washing hands. These are masail, isn't it? Masail. Yeah, faraid, sunnah, every part, elements of wudu. So for us, it's nothing minor. That's why we're empty boxes, empty boxes. But he was the wali Allah. He only washed it twice, that limb, that part of the wudu, and he went to sleep. And there, he had such appreciation of the master of Medina. Look at the qadr of sunnah. We say it's a small sunnah. Look at the qadr of the master of Medina. Listen so our eyes can open about sunnah. Oh, it's a minor sunnah, small sunnah. Not important. What difference does it make? Not important. Look at the qadr appreciation. That he did it twice instead of three times. He washed it twice and went to sleep. Soon as his eyes closed, then himself, the master of Medina, came to him. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Fazil, amazing what you've done. Wali Allah is listening. Wali is listening. Today you have sacrificed my sunnah. Say it, listen, think. He was shocked and he sat up. He was happy and upset. He saw the ziyar, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But he did didar, but with the doubt. There was a complaint that you have left my sunnah. Do you not have trust in my sunnah? Following my sunnah? So now you tell me, now you tell me, the sunnah of much of love, he must have, that Rasulullah came himself to warn him and admonish him. And the importance of sunnah in walaya, we can see this. That those who claim walaya, friendship of Allah, think about it. Those who claim about their wali's Allah, this is the generation of liars. This is the generation of gup-shup nonsense. Stories, fairy tales, wasteful things being mentioned. This not the generation of reality. It's not generation of reality. He was the Ashik of the Sunnah. Fazil bin Ayaz, rahmatullahi, what did he do? All life long it was his habit after that. Whole life long he did one thing. That 500 nafal every day he made as compensation. That how did I do this wrong action? Say subhanallah. Until he died every day, 500 nafal he as kufara, compensation. That how did I disregard this sunnah? What's his maqam? He became wali Allah, friend of Allah, didn't he? Totally, I don't want to go down. And this for every human being, Allah has opened the door. So easy are these doors. Every human being can be like him, just like what he was before and what he became. So me and you, why can't we become like this, beloveds of Allah? Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Why can't we become like this? That's it. We just leave the dramas. Leave, just for the sake of nafs, we leave the deen, leave that. For the sake of Allah, Allah says that this is how you tame my nenis. On these points, grab those amal, grab those deeds. And leave the other things that nafs says, do this, do that, you'll get from Allah, from this, that. No, do what Allah says, what Allah likes, do that. Maqam, status. His status was such that even today if you look for him, Fazil, who is a bandit, where will you find him? Where will you find him, Fazil bin Ayaz? Imagine, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, who? Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra. Subhanallah, he's there near her in the grave all day long. He spent in Makkah all day long. And the Kaaba and Dhikrullah, that was the rest of his life. All day long, night, he remembered Allah, Dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. And he passed away in Makkah. And then when he passed away, his janazah was in Makkah. And where did his grave get chosen, selected? As a Khadija Jul Kubra, next to his mother, the mother of the believers, he is buried near her. How beloved servant of Allah he must have been. Subhanallah, he was laid to rest. Until today, all the dunya will rise on the day of Qiyamah. Somebody from here, from there. And Fazil will come up from here. That bandit, that robber, where will he rise from? In his grave? Aha, subhanallah. That he is laid to rest next to which great woman of Islam. So my brothers, understand the reality of life. What is life? Don't waste time. We have a lot of time still. If today we make niyyah for these three qualities, inshallah, dhikr will do like this. Rasulullah some sunnah, we will love like this. We'll try our best. And tawbah, we will do the way that Fazil bin Ayaz did as well. May Allah Ta'ala give to all of us this tawfiq ability. Ameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu wa s-salamu ala Sayyidina wa s-salim. Shafi'i al-Muslimin. Taha wa yasin al-Habib al-Mabin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummiyyi wa zawjihi wa mahatil mu'minin. Wa zurriyyatihi wa ahli baytihi kama sallaita ala ali Ibrahim wa innaka Hamidun Majid. Wa sallim tasliman da'iman abadan kaseeran kaseeran. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا حصلنا وجدنا خطمنا عمدنا كل سالك عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسرفت وما اعلنت وما صرفت وتعالى به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا وهب لنا إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وثبتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا غافر المهمات ارفع مهماتنا يا شافي المرضى اشف مرضانا اللهم عافنا في بدني اللهم عافنا في سمي اللهم عافنا في بصري لا اله الا انت ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما يا الله ہم سب کی بخشش فرما يا الله آج حج کی مجلس ہماری قبول فرما ہمارا آنا قبول فرما يا الله اپنی نہایت نظر و کرم فرما يا الله اپنے فضل خاص سے میرے ہمارے دلوں کو صاف و شفاف فرما ہماری باطن کو صاف فرما دے یا اللہ تم سب کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ تم سب کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں ذکر فکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما اچھی عبادات کی توفیق نصیب فرما تلاوت قرآن کی توفیق نصیب فرما ذکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ نوافل کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے میرا مولا سارے وہ اچھے اعمال جو تجھے پسند ہیں وہ کرنے کی ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما یا Ya Allah, tu hamare har gunah se, har musibat se, har pareshani se, har bimari se mere maula, tu hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, jo ye muzi marz paida hua hai mere maula, tum sab ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, is marz ke andar jo hamare bahut se pyare log teri rehmat mein pahunch chuke hain mere maula, unke saath tu khaas apne karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, is hafte jo hamare bahut hi zikr ke behtareen hamare saathi the mere maula, hamesha zikr hamare saath hote the. Ya Allah, wo hame chhod gaye. Noor Muhammad sahab بہت ہی اچھے اور نیک انسان تھے, سالہ انسان تھے, بہت ہی زیادہ ذکر سے محبت کرنے والے تھے میرے مولا. ان کی نصر بخشش فرما, یا اللہ ان کے درجات کو بھی بلند فرما, ان کی قبر کو یا اللہ جنت کی کیاری بنا. یا اللہ جو بھی انعامات ان کے سلسلے میں رکھے ان کا حشر بھی میرے مولا سلسلہ نقشبندی میں کر میرے مولا. ان کے علاوہ یقین کو میرا یقین بہت بڑا صدمہ ہے ان کے لیے, ان کو صبر زمین نصیب نہ فرما. یا اللہ ان کو صبر نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ان کو اس کا اجر نصیب فرما, یا اللہ ان کے صبر پہ عزت نصیب فرما, اے میرے مولا نعم البدن نصیب فرما. یا رحمٰن الرحیم, یا رحمٰن الرحیم, آج کی اس مجلس میں جو بھی ہم نے ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعائیں مانگ سکے میرے مولا اس سے بھی زیادہ ہمیں عطا فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں مانگنے کا سلیقہ نہیں آتا, مانگنے کا ڈھنگ نہیں آتا, اتنے بڑے دربار سے ہم کیا مانگیں میرے مولا. تو ہماری حاجات کو ہم سے زیادہ بہتر جانتا ہے, ہماری کیفیات کو تو ہم سے بہتر جانتا ہے. یا اللہ ہم جو چاہتے ہیں تو بہتر جانتا ہے. یا کریم سب کچھ ہمیں عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ تو اپنی رضا کے ساتھ جو کچھ بھی عطا فرما اسے پہ تو ہمیں راضی بھی فرما میرے مولا. یا رحم الرحیم, ہمارے کسی معاملات میں مگر دیری ہے یا اللہ, کوئی مشکل ہے میرے مولا, سب وہ تیری حکمت پر مبنی ہے. یا کریم اس پہ ہمیں صبر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما, اپنے ہر فیصلے پہ ہمیں راضی رہنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ اپنے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ پوری زندگی میں متبع سنت بنا دے میرے. یا کریم جب تیرے دربار میں حاضر ہوں تو کوئی عمال بھی ہمارے سامنے نہ ہو سوائے پاک نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت ہم تیرے سامنے پیش کر سکیں میرے مولا. یا کریم تو اپنے فضل کرم سے, اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے, اولیاء اللہ کے صدقے سے, ان کے واسطے سے میرے مولا تو ہماری آج کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما, ہماری مسجد کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں بار بار ذکر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلیہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.